Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show, streaming live on Newsstream.com for the very last time in our original studio. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with Zach the Unblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Our other co-host, Andrew.
How you doing, Bro Sizlak?
And our producer, who unfortunately is not here. Am I the only one who's glad he's not here?
Wouldn't say I'm glad, but I'm not disappointed.
Look, you know what? I had a stressful day today. It was just a long day, and with all my moving out and stuff, and I'm kind of glad he's not here.
Yeah, me too.
I am. Sometimes he adds a little bit of undue stress, I think, to the program, and I'm kind of glad it's not present this evening.
I feel like after last week, I've gotten a little stressed about Ryan, and it's probably good that he's not here, because I feel like I might take some of that out on him. So
yeah. I might too. When he said I'm on a boat last week, I wanted to punch him in the face. I wished at that moment that he actually was on a fucking boat that was sinking in the middle of a very icy water.
And then you could punch him in the face.
Yeah.
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 It was a very topical joke. I for one, applaud him on keeping up with the times.
I appreciate that he went to the trouble to make the joke, because I would never do something that fucking stupid on the air, but I mean, hey.
Stop saying you appreciate anything Ryan does.
Now, you gave us an explanation earlier for why Ryan wasn't here, and I found it highly amusing. Would you care to share that with the audience?
Yeah, I would care to share. He said that he couldn't make it to the program tonight because he made a date with a lady friend.
A lady friend.
Yeah, a lady friend who apparently we've never met.
A chick from Austin.
Yeah, a chick from Austin.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
Yeah, and it was very odd that he never actually told you. He just told me. He wouldn't tell you who it was.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah, he told me, and then I told you, and then we both laughed about it together.
In fact, let me pull up the conversation here, because I want to know if I was being out of line, maybe.
Yeah, sure. I don't think you were.
When I generally will cancel a show for any reason, you guys want to know why.
Right.
And I think that's fair.
And by the way, typically you give a solid reason as to why we're not doing the show.
Ryan does use an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
His
No, wait, he's got an Android now, doesn't he?
He's
got a Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah, he's got one of them.
That's why it doesn't show up on my iMessage.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, one of those kids' toys. Let's see. Let me find him down here. Okay, he said, heads up. If the show is on Thursday, I can't do it. By the way, he gave this heads up yesterday, so I mean, it's not that good of a heads up. Anyway, I said, why? What's up? He says, I've made plans that day, to which I responded, what plans?
Which is unreasonable. You're the host, right? He's
actually
your producer.
You know, you did this to me last week as well, and I don't think it's completely unreasonable of him, except that he did this on Wednesday. However,
no,
this
it might have been
Tuesday or
Tuesday.
Something like that.
Tuesday's still kind of pretty close.
Okay, it's still kind of a dick move, though, to just change the day of the show and then be like, oh, well, if you had any plans, you better cancel them to be there for the show.
Well, you know, everybody has different schedules. Obviously, this is none of our jobs, so we always straddle.
And, you know, you keep on saying that, but only one of us actually doesn't have a regular schedule. One of us has a job with pretty regular hours. The other two aren't working right now. So I don't really know if that's a valid excuse, Kevin.
Well, I just said we had irregular schedules. I didn't say irregular work
one
schedules.
One of us has an irregular schedule.
Who?
You.
So does Zach.
No, I had an irregular schedule this week. This week was the reason we didn't. I was.
So does Ryan, apparently.
Where does Ryan work?
We didn't say irregular work schedule. We said a regular schedule.
Yeah. We both have interviews that we have just randomly.
That's right. These guys are, you know.
I couldn't go yesterday.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of interviews.
Okay, you know what? Andrew's getting me off topic here. It doesn't matter.
Seriously. My interview yesterday was at 6 p.m.
When I inquired to what Ryan's plans were, he says, special secret plans, okay? To which I didn't respond, and he says, dick.
Now, how close were those two? Was it like an hour later or something?
At 6:42, he said, special secret plans.
Uh-huh.
At 6:55, he said, dick.
I don't think he had a reason to call you a dick.
I don't either. I don't understand. Much like a lot of friends.
Are we in
stuff.
Like fucking third grade?
Yeah.
Super secret plans? What the fuck?
You weren't hounding him about it.
He thinks he's being funny.
I guess.
But you know what? What have I told Ryan about trying to be funny? Don't do it.
That he shouldn't do it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ryan, one of the things he always says is that, you know, I'm friends with all you guys, which is true. We're friends with Ryan. That's the reason he's here. That being said, I don't think it's that far-reaching. Okay, well, maybe not AJ, but Kevin and I are friends with him, and I don't think it's that far-reaching for you to just simply inquire, hey, what do you have going on? It's not like you were going to say, cancel your plans. You were just,
yeah.
What's up?
Are you going to deny that perhaps on a personal level you would prefer to maybe have a more professional relationship with Ryan rather than a buddy-buddy relationship?
True. But that's only because I don't like him making excuses for things that I don't do, like giving him a ride.
Right.
Right.
I think if this girl wanted him to go on a date on Wednesday, he would have still done it. He doesn't care about the show, really.
Yeah. Well, I guess she was just driving down for the date and then was going to just drive back to Austin after.
All right, we spent enough airtime on Ryan. For any of our listeners wondering why this is our last week here, you can't tell from our Ustream feed, but my apartment is... I'm packed up. I'm moving out of here tomorrow. This is my last night I'm spending in this place.
It's true. It's pretty sad.
And it's been very, very stressful.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I'm a bit of a neat freak. Probably a borderline or maybe full-fledged OCD. I don't know. But it's probably... It's some sort of a mental issue, I would say.
Yeah.
So that was putting major stress on me, which is why I asked a lady friend to come by last night. Because, of course, I just wanted to bang. Because I knew it would make me feel better.
Did you tell her she was coming over to help you pack?
No. I actually said, like, look, I'm all stressed out about this thing. I really need you to come over. Like, will you come over?
Well, I thought he was going to try to be smoother. I thought you were going to be like, hey, come over and, you know, help me pack. And then try to get something going. No, you're just straight up, hey.
I just wanted to bang.
Yeah, I just want to bang.
Because it would make me feel better.
It's good to know where your relationship is.
And then today, it was Chiquita Banana, you know, of course, who came over and banged. And then today, I had a really stressful day at work. A bunch of shit was thrown at me that I didn't see coming, and I wanted the same thing. I was like, damn it, I wish I didn't cash in like my opportunity last night to bang. I would have much rather used it tonight. But I was trying to explain this to a female coworker, and I felt like it was just coming off really weird, but I'm just an open and honest guy, but I'm sure she just thinks I'm really sleazy for trying to say, you know, I wanted a girl to come over and have sex with me to make myself feel better.
She probably does think you're a little sleazy.
Okay, but... If there was ever a girl who you were, you know, off and on with, you date, you know, you were in a sexual relationship with, and she said, look, things are really bad right now, I really just need you to come over and fuck me. You would drop whatever you were doing and run over and do it. You know you would.
That's a little different when you have the girl coming over, but yes, I agree, I would do that.
Right.
Right.
Well, I mean, obviously, I wasn't in a place where I could get out and drive somewhere, and it wouldn't have been conducive to anyone's schedule that way.
You driving over to bang her would have been ridiculous.
That was just not possible.
Her driving over here to bang you, that makes a whole lot more sense.
Well, you know, I think it was very nice of her.
Oh, no, it was
I definitely
nice
appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a nice treat.
But I've talked about banging various women before, and the aftermath of it. And Morgan, one of our previous guests, you know who I'm friends with?
Mm-hmm.
She says to me, "Don't you know, when you're saying this kind of stuff, people know we hang out a lot, they're going to think you're talking about me." And I'm like, nobody's going to think I'm talking about you, except for the fact that you post pictures of us all the time on fucking Facebook.
That did kind of make me wonder as well.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, this has happened three times. Selfie shots.
Well, I didn't make that connection until you initially told me about it, but yeah, that's an easy connection to make, I think.
All right. Well, we can move on from me and Ryan and all that bullshit. How goes the job search, Zach?
It's going okay. Last night, the reason we didn't do the show on Wednesday is because I had a second interview at a place, which was this weird training tryout bullshit that I was really pissed off about, but I did it.
How'd that go? I never got it.
It went well. There were three of us that showed up. We basically showed us how to film a graduation and was like, yeah, there's a lot of those going right now because high school's about to get out. So here's how you do it. And, you know, here's the equipment you have and here's how everything works and here's what I pay you, you know, per job. And yeah.
Did you walk away with an offer?
No, that's the thing. They told me in the first interview, they were like, it's basically a tryout. Like, I'm going to have a bunch of people come in.
Sounded very, very, very weird to me. And the fact that it was 6 in the evening seems very unprofessional as well.
I get interviews are essentially tryouts. You're trying to beat other people for a job.
Right? Yeah, but not at the same time.
Yeah, not directly competing.
It's not like a fucking reality TV show.
Yeah, I have to meet the person and like, oh, hey, how's it going? Fuck you. I don't know. It kind of sucked, but I did it, yeah. It was okay, I guess. He made it sound like we already had the job. All of us.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's true. He's like, yeah, I'll call you sometime within this week. I don't fucking know.
And then you also had...
Right, I had another interview tonight.
Right. At my employer.
Right, at Kevin's employer.
Which would be very cool if we both worked there.
Yeah, Kevin was awesome. He recommended me highly, which was cool. And I had an awesome interview, and I think it went really well.
Good, good. Because that would be cool. That would be better for... It even furthers our opportunity for doing the show there.
That is true.
But still, the problem will always exist of having someone to run our board and not us being in the same room. Because even though you and I would be qualified to do it, we would be in separate rooms, separated by glass, and that kind of sucks.
That does suck.
All right. Well, there were a couple things that happened this week in the news that I'm sure everybody heard about. We don't need to go to Zach's news because for the big ones, everybody knows about that California shooting.
Yeah.
Which I haven't read that much about, actually. AJ, I think, knows a little bit more about this than I did. I didn't know that the kid, that he wanted to rampage and wanted to kill people because he couldn't get his dick wet.
Yep.
I find that very, very morbid.
He in fact, wrote a 137-page manifesto about how pissed off he was at girls for not giving him sex, and he sent that to news outlets and to his parents. Then he put up a YouTube video saying he was about to kill a bunch of people right before he did it.
This guy ever try Tinder?
I was kind of thinking, like, I wonder if when he says girls wouldn't have sex with him, if he ever actually approached a girl, or if he just assumed that, you know, you stand out there and sooner or later a girl walks over and is like, man, you're, you know, we should bone.
Yeah.
I don't know. But apparently there's actually a forum devoted to older virgins who hate women. I had no idea.
Yeah, so this guy goes on a drive-by shooting, guns down a bunch of people, and that's pretty much it.
Well, he stabbed his three roommates and then shot three people.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. This wasn't one I read that much on. It didn't stand out to me as much as, like, really fascinating as, like, the guy who stabbed 50 students or whatever. Found that a little more interesting.
There's a guy who stabbed 50 students?
Yeah, the guy who went on the stabbing rampage, the school, like, stabbing. Of course I'm exaggerating, but you should know what I'm talking about.
He did get through a lot of people.
Last week, also, we touched on Michael Jace, the guy from The Shield who killed his wife.
Right.
And I said that guy was in his 40s, and AJ said he was 50, and he was actually 51, so Andrew was right about that.
Yeah. Black don't crack?
Yep. Hey, did you guys see Godzilla?
No.
Yes. Damn it. You saw it? Oh, yeah. You didn't think it was that good, did you?
Yeah, it was garbage.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I've heard some mixed reviews, and I don't think I've heard garbage yet.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I thought it was sufficiently entertaining. I just wish there was more of Godzilla himself.
I liked it much less after reflecting on it, even a bit more. The scenes with Ken Watanabe sitting around being like, Godzilla can restore the balance. Like, what the fuck? Like, what screenwriter approved this shit?
That sounds like something that he would say.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I kind of liked it. It was kind of a throwback, I thought, to the old school Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
I think in a lot of the old school Godzilla movies, Godzilla wasn't necessarily the central villain, which is kind of in this movie.
But in this movie, he fights the other monsters out of the goodness of his heart because he loves people so damn much or something like that.
How did you not notice that he's fucking fat, dude? He's the fucking fat. He's Fatzilla. He's the fattest Godzilla ever.
I acknowledged that he was fat. I said that he was fat in the original movies as well.
He's the fucking Tony Soprano of Godzillas.
The guy in the green suit was pretty chunky as well.
Not really.
Yes.
Not if you compare it to the new one, man.
The only one where he's skinny is the fucking terrible 1999 version.
I actually thought that Godzilla looked cool.
That was a cool-looking Godzilla.
It was a cool-looking Godzilla, even if the movie fucking sucked.
Yeah, well, all I can do is just take that information and process it and see what happens next.
Indeed. Yeah, damn it, it was funny. There was some Zach and Ryan stuff I wanted to get into this week just to open up that can of worms. But, you know, Ryan's not here, so there's really nothing we can do.
That's something that I think is a good thing.
And since we'll be moving the show to Dallas next week, I honestly wonder if we'll ever see Ryan again.
I think he'll drive down a few times, but I think eventually he'll be like, I can't afford it, or something like that, which I can't either, but I'm going to do it, so.
But you're not going to give him a ride every week.
No, I'm not. He burned all his rides.
Good.
I'm not giving him rides anymore. It doesn't help that he's being a smartass about it, but.
Oh, hold on, I got a call from John. Let's see who he wants.
Shoot.
Hey, man, long time. We haven't heard from you in a while. What's going on?
The Japanese actually came out saying that they thought he was fat, too.
Yeah, I remember that they were disappointed because they thought he was too fat.
Yeah,
I remember hearing that. Many Japanese people said it in that voice. That's what it sounded like. It's like that guy saying Godzilla, the voice you said it, except saying too fat.
Okay.
You can try it if you want.
Too fat.
Yeah, like that, like that. That was better, that was better. Alright, well, is that all you were calling about?
It sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, it does kind of sound like Arnold.
Yeah, it did kind of work into Arnold.
All right, well, we're going to get back to it. Is that all you got?
Yeah. All
right. You know, I feel like everybody's energy is just way low this week. Is it because my place is taken apart and the lights are all dim and everything?
That is definitely a psychological factor. I got to tell you, this is all bringing me down.
Yeah, me too, kind
of. As soon as I get out of here, I'm going to perk up. But
we couldn't do any of our normal bits, even if we wanted to.
Yeah.
Couldn't do bizarre foods. There's no plates. There's no dishes.
It sucks.
All right, well, let's talk about some weird sex stuff. Everybody always likes that. Yeah. I mean, I was thumbing through Reddit the other day, and I found this one. I thought it was really good. Some guy wrote, shared his story that he had concerning anonymous sex through Craigslist, which is something I never tried it myself. I was never really big into the anonymous sex game, but I find it very interesting. These people are actually ballsy enough to meet these people on Craigslist specifically for the purpose of some kind of weird kinky act, and they actually go through with it. I mean, what are the odds that you show up there and the guy just fucking murders you? You end up a lampshade or something.
Pretty good, I guess.
Yeah. All right.
Meet
here we go.
The corner of the parking lot, midnight.
The article starts by the
street lamp.
The article starts by the guy saying, "Today I fucked up because of anonymous sex. Craigslist is typically a failure, but I've had enough success that I still go back to it now and then. About a month ago, I answered an ad for a couple where the husband was going to tie up his wife so I could use her, free to come wherever I wanted to. We ended up not meeting, but had been in good contact. So yesterday, I was responding to the Craigslist ads, hoping for the best when I saw the same couple posting. I responded, we chatted a bit, and they asked me to come by this morning. Bright and early, and he puts in parentheses, and horny, I woke up. Obviously, this dude's mega creepy.
It sounds great.
And started emailing them right away. Apparently, they were equally excited, and they responded immediately. Anyway, about 2 or 3 hours later, I show up to the house, and I'm greeted by the husband. God, this is bizarre. We talk for a minute as he makes sure I'm safe. Yeah, because after a minute, you can make that assume that the guy's probably okay. I make sure there isn't a hidden axe next to a stack of plastic trash bags. There weren't any. And apparently, I don't come across as crazy. I don't know, it seems pretty fucking weird to me. The rules were, no hurting her, no anal, she stays blindfolded, and come anywhere except her pussy. And I'm not saying pussy, the guy wrote pussy, so just so you know. And I have to be okay with him jerking off and watching. Deal, is what he says.
This guy's very interesting.
This guy's really into this scenario.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, because, you know, the first thing I would wonder is the fact that the woman is tied up and blindfolded. How do I know that she's not there against her will or something?
Yeah, right? Wow, fuck, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Don't hurt her. Don't put it in her ass and don't knock
I don't know.
Her
it's just I was totally blown away by this.
Three rules on it.
So I went into the room, designated, which looked like a TV room. She was blindfolded and tied to an armoire thing. I didn't look around too much, but all pictures and stuff were covered or laid down. Obviously, that's normal. And then the guy jumps straight ahead. He skips a couple stages, but, you know, here. I fucked her from behind like crazy. Her husband jerked off. While I was fucking her, I noticed a tattoo of a star on her shoulder, but thought nothing of it. I fucked her like that for about 10 minutes, and she was groaning heavily. Eventually, he got in front of her, and she gave him head while I kept fucking. Shortly after, it was time to come, and I shot it all up her back, even onto the shoulder tattoo. It's very detailed.
I thought she was going to say on the guy.
Exhausted and hot, I stood there for a minute, watching her blow him until I began to feel awkward. Oh, that's finally when the guy hits the awkward.
This is weird. That's when get out of here.
That's when you're crossing the threshold of awkward. I backed up slowly and started putting my clothes back on, and neither of them seemed to notice. I asked if I could grab a drink before I left. Why the fuck would you do that?
Can I get some ice water?
Well, can't you just get a water on the way, like on your way
what
home?
An idiot.
Jesus. He told me to grab a bottle of water off the kitchen table and promptly forgot about me. Walked into the kitchen, grabbed the water when I noticed a picture on the fridge. Exactly the same picture on my fridge of my grandma holding my cousin's baby. Both my grandma and cousin's baby causes... Oh, wait, hold on a second. Oh, both of my grandma and cousin's baby died within a week of each other from individual natural causes. It was very traumatic for my entire family. Immediately, I went to my car and tried to figure it out. After about a half an hour on Facebook, I found an aunt of mine at a wedding with the husband of the woman I had just fucked. A few clicks around his profile, and I saw a picture of my cousin getting a star tattoo. I had not even known she got married or that she lived in the state again. Hell, I didn't see her since we were all kids, and she had all but become forgotten. So that's out, and I guess I'm the only one who knows as long as I continue to avoid family events. Now, so,
wait, how did he fuck up?
He fucked his cousin.
Yeah, but they don't know. I'd be like, well,
shit happens.
Well, it's totally anonymous.
The plot thickens a little bit.
All right.
Because this guy posted on Reddit, they find out that he fucked the cousin.
Seriously?
Yeah, he posts an update. My cousin is a Redditor.
Wow.
And now her husband wants to kick my ass. Question mark. Why is that a question mark? Why is he confused about the husband wanting to kick his ass?
I'm a little confused.
Honestly, the husband kind of has it coming, I guess.
Why would the husband want to kick his ass?
Yeah.
You put an anonymous ad on Craigslist for somebody to fuck your wife.
Well, maybe the cousin wants to kick his ass because the guy told the whole story on Reddit.
Yeah, maybe, but nobody knows who he is. Again, it's still anonymous. Doesn't mean anything.
But this guy could have stayed anonymous forever and not told anything about it.
Oh, come on.
Why go on Reddit and share this story?
Yeah, but nobody on Reddit.
Why include all the gross details about coming on the tattoo and stuff? Ew.
I would've. Yeah. You're posting on an internet message board. You might as well include the dirty details. Why not? I think the people have earned it. They read through all that bullshit at the beginning.
It's still very, very, very gross. What do you do in that situation? I mean, obviously neither one of us would be showing up at people's houses for anonymous sex and fucking random girls. But still, what's the best case scenario? What do you do? I would just probably do my best to absolutely forget about it forever.
Okay, how did the husband make the connection that, like, oh, that was, well, I guess it was that. I guess it wasn't that hard to take it back. But, like, Reddit is a nationwide thing. That could have been anybody in any city, okay? That could have happened, you know. I don't know. There's no evidence that that's the person that banged your wife.
I guess. On a side note,
somebody else.
Before I started telling that story, my mom sent me a message that said she was watching, and I almost didn't read the story because of that. But then that wouldn't make me a good broadcaster, if I, you know. So I kept, and then she said, "Did you not get my message? Ew." So I guess my mom heard this story about the Redditor banging his cousin. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get something fucking going here. I'm trying to do a little bit of radio.
Trying to get something going here. Jesus.
Yeah. So, okay, you want to hear the update?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so the husband found out that he's a Redditor. Oh, no, the cousin is a Redditor, and the husband wants to beat his ass. So I'm just going to stop here and go to sleep while I contemplate whether or not to sleep with a machete. Good night, Reddit. Thanks for helping me feel better, or shittier. I guess it depends on how you look at it. To my cousin and her husband, I'm sorry you read this. I didn't think you would. I just assumed it would disappear into the internet. Read what I said, please. Nothing was disrespectful. Was that not disrespectful? I'm fucking her like crazy, and I came all over her back.
Then I got awkward, and I snagged a bottle of water
while she's blowing him. Yeah,
it was disrespectful. I don't know, dude.
He says, "I did have a good time with you both. This post was not about anything negative, and I swear I will never, in all caps, mention this to anyone ever again. Really, really, I am sorry."
It seems like it's a little superfluous to mention that after you've already put it on the internet.
So you think the best move would have been the guy just forgets about it forever and doesn't say anything about it on the internet?
I probably would have kept that to myself.
Yeah.
I would have posted on the internet, but in some obscure way. Yeah, exactly. Make it, stretch it out a little bit more.
It's still, I go on Reddit a lot, and I have to say, I hardly ever find anything on Reddit that I want to use for the show.
Yeah, me neither.
But this was something that I was fascinated by.
Yeah.
I'm just reading this, and I'm like, good God, this is disgusting.
I thought Reddit was just that site where girls go to look up recipes and shit like that.
I think it's called Pinterest.
Yeah, that would be Pinterest.
Okay, what does Reddit do then?
Reddit is the front
page. It's the front page of the internet, man.
What does that mean?
That means basically whenever a cool link comes up somewhere, somebody posts it there for other people to see. It's almost like a news site in a way, except for just interesting, weird shit. I don't know.
Well, I learned something today.
I love when my iPad does this, just completely freezes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Apple's, a great time for
Apple's,
it to happen,
Apple's
too.
A great company, aren't they?
I'm being an asshole. It's got us through many shows.
That is true.
But did you guys hear that story about that stupid twat who posted on Facebook about the $80,000 lawsuit and then lost her dad the money? I thought that shit was really funny.
No, I didn't hear about that. What happened?
Yeah, I actually heard about it several times by people who shared it on the internet, and then I actually went out and found a story that I thought was the best, well-written, and most interesting of it. If I get the gist of it, there was this guy who sued the school that she goes to, the university, for something. I don't remember. Sued for some kind of damages. And they won and were granted damages or were awarded $80,000. But there's a confidentiality clause. But the daughter obviously knows about it and goes on Facebook and says, "Won this lawsuit, ha ha ha." And yeah, so they lost $80,000 because she violated the confidentiality law.
That is hilarious.
Let's see. Dana Snay / Facebook. I guess that's who wrote it. Yeah, call it the biggest Facebook mistake ever. A daughter's snarky status update cost her father $80,000 settlement. He wanted an age discrimination lawsuit. According to the Miami Herald, Patrick Snay, 69, was the headmaster at Gulliver Preparatory School in Miami for several years, but in 2010, the school didn't renew his contract. Snay sued his former employer for age discrimination and won a settlement of $80,000 in 2011. The agreement contained a standard confidentiality clause prohibiting Snay or the school from talking about the case. However, Snay's daughter, Dana, now at Boston College and a part-time Starbucks barista, couldn't resist bragging about the case on Facebook. Her Facebook message said, "Mama and Papa Snay won the case against Gulliver." She wrote, "Gulliver is now officially paying for my vacation to Europe this summer. Suck it," in all caps.
Was there a hashtag on the end?
No, actually. I mean, there may have been. I bet the hashtag was suck it. Hashtag suck it. Dana has 1,200 Facebook friends, many of whom are current and former Gulliver students, and news of the post made its way back to the school's lawyers, who appealed the verdict. The Third District Court of Appeal tossed the $80,000 settlement earlier this week. Snay violated the agreement by doing exactly what he had promised not to do, Judge Linda Ann Wells wrote. His daughter then did precisely what the confidentiality agreement was designed to prevent. So yeah, take a look at her too. I mean, does it really surprise you that this is the chick? That's her profile picture.
No, that is pretty fantastic.
That's amazing.
That looks about right, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Is that a flat-billed hat with a neon brim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. With the sticker still on it too. You
sweet.
Know?
That's
a very
how
cool.
That's fresh.
Well, yeah. That's what everybody does. So.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we never got to that. Andrew just got food poisoning.
Yeah, I forgot to mention. That's another thing that's cramping our style this week. Andrew has food poisoning. He has to run up and shit constantly.
It's cramping his style.
There's got to be a way, some kind of bit we can make out of Andrew having to shit, right?
If we had a remote mic and say stick it in there and just record him.
I don't know. There's got to be something we can do with this. I'm going to think about it during the break. Yeah, it's coming up soon. Zach, what's going on with your sex life? You didn't dive into it last week.
I still haven't banged.
You still haven't banged?
No.
Come on, what's going on, man? You can talk to me.
Well, last week she went to Houston. I was here.
Yeah.
The week before, what happened? Oh, right. The one night we were going to bang, I felt like shit.
Oh, what happened again?
I thought I got food poisoning, but it was only...
Wow. What is with you guys and the fucking food poisoning?
That was loud. Oof.
Is he already done?
It sounded like it just shot it. Like,
maybe it was one of those like real liquidy poops where you can just go like just one quick squirt and then you can wipe and run out.
Maybe. I don't know.
I gotta find out. Did he say what gave him food poisoning? Oh, the cake. The cake. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
So yeah, I don't know. The week before, she was on the rag. It's just consistently like, it's just not working out.
Yeah, well, I think there's a little trouble in paradise so you're not sharing with me right now.
Maybe you're right. I hope not.
Yeah.
I thought 3 weeks ago there was, and we talked about it, and I think I talked about it a little on the air.
Well, you guys were moving in together. What's up with that?
Debatably still are.
Yeah.
That is a whole other beast.
Well, we got 4 minutes.
Oh, 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Great. Let me dive into my life.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you, as a friend and a radio host, I don't think you should do it.
No?
No.
Why?
Why?
Mm.
Because everything points to not doing it.
Give me what points to not
First of all, I hear the hesitance in your voice every time we talk about it.
Yeah.
Second... it's fiscally not wise because your parents would fucking hate it. Wow. So you would lose some support there.
That is true.
Her parents would fucking hate it.
One of her parents, yeah.
Oh, it's not both? Her parents
the dad
not,
and stepmom think it's totally cool.
So her parents her birth parents aren't still together?
No.
Okay.
No. Her mom, however, thinks that's not a good
idea. That's an abomination?
Right.
I don't get what is it with parents these days about, you know, young people living together.
Parents are old school.
If you're a serious couple, I think you should absolutely live together at some point. Certainly before you would consider a matrimonial ties.
That's exactly how I feel. It's like a test run.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do it?
But now that you're out of college, you maybe want to give it a chance where you don't jump right into
here's
that?
Here's a great example.
Right.
My sister moved in with her boyfriend in college.
She mentioned me at all lately?
And yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
And my parents thought... They totally cut her off. They're like, holy shit, like, that's fucked up. You can't do that. You gotta get married first. And they were like, not gonna do that. Like, that's not how things... It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense at all.
First, yeah. And they didn't, and they cut her off, and it was a big fucking deal. Well, recently, she broke up with him, which sucks. But rather than having to get a divorce or whatever, had they gotten married, they just moved out, and that's it. It's a whole lot simpler. But old people still think, oh, you gotta get married. It's important.
Well, I mean, isn't
just get a divorce? It's easier.
Like, from what you just told me, the proof is in the pudding.
Exactly.
I mean, it didn't work out for your sister and her boyfriend or whatever. So
yeah,
it's a good thing they didn't fucking get married then.
Definitely. And the relationship between my sister and my parents has gotten way better since she moved out.
For the record,
phenomenally.
John Rhodes watching the stream. Thank you, John, for always watching. He says, "Don't do it. It changes everything."
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you should at some point, but I don't think you should do it right now.
All
right.
Well, my alternative is I live alone somewhere.
I'm putting on my friend Ted here.
I can't afford that shit.
You can't afford that.
How?
Well, I thought, aren't your parents going to give you some support?
No.
None?
No. That's the thing.
Well, then that doesn't tie into you living with her.
It does because I still have my car insurance through them, and my phone bill is them. That kind of thing they're going
to
keep maintaining.
Okay, well, if that stuff they keep maintaining, then you could technically afford to live on your own.
Probably, but I'd have to get either 2 part-time jobs or a full-time job. And right now, full-time is not really panning out.
Well, no, you're not going to get a... First of all, it's almost impossible to get a full-time job anywhere these days. Nobody wants to hire full-time for anything.
It sucks.
Plus, we're still in the, you know, we're young at heart. We want to follow the dream and do, you know, what we want to do. And
yeah,
in our field, there's nobody hiring part-time for shit.
Full-time for shit.
Full-time for shit, right.
Everybody's hiring part-time.
Yeah, everybody
or
is hiring
interning,
part-time.
Which blows.
I told you that thing about those efficiencies, though, and those aren't bad.
I guess I need to see some prices.
I'm talking $400 a month.
I could do $400
You could do $400 a month, right?
Yeah, but they're probably...
And I'm not talking about slum fucking complexes.
That's what
I'm talking
I think
about.
You're
no, talking I'm
talking
about decent complexes under the same management as my new complex.
Really?
Yeah, that's where I actually found out about it.
Now, have you actually seen these $400 a month apartments? I think is the real question.
I know what the complex looks like.
But have you been there?
To the actual complex?
Yes.
Yes, I've seen them.
And they don't...
I haven't seen the interior of a efficiency apartment there.
I think you might want to check one of those out sometime. I looked at one of those when I was living in Spokane, and maybe it's different down here, but yeah.
I still would do it just for the sake of having a place to call my own, if I had to.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not saying I need to swing for bargain bin here, but it's got to be pretty goddamn cheap. How much is your place?
That your right place? Now? $685.
$685?
$685.
I don't think I could swing that.
I had to find a place that was under $700. There's just no way it's ever going to work.
I don't know.
You know what? I think
the future is a very stressful thing right now.
Everyone's kind of a little bit of a downer today on the show. You know, it's not our most upbeat episode. But I'm going to come up with some stuff during the break. You know, maybe we can get something going in the second half.
Yeah.
And I promise, when we move to our new studio next week, we'll be shot out of a cannon.
I think we will.
Absolutely. All right, well, usually I say we have tons of stuff to get to when we get back. We don't have that much stuff. We got a little bit of stuff, but we're going to try to come up with something. Please stay listening. You're on the Status Bro Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to the Status Bro. We'll be right back.
And we're back on the Status Bro Show, streaming live on Ustream.com. I am your host, Kevin Ebling, with my co-host...
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Our other co-host...
Andrew Sickgren.
Yeah, we didn't mention it that much before, but Andrew apparently got a little bit of food poisoning. He's been shitting like crazy. By the way, I feel much better in the second half. I'm feeling more lively. It's my last time here, and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy every second of it.
I feel the same.
Good, good. Andrew, how'd you get food poisoning again?
Either from a badly cooked steak or a Caesar salad at the Keg in Las Colinas.
See, at a nice restaurant, it's hard to imagine what would give you food poisoning at a place like that. I would think, I actually have to agree with your mom, maybe, that it's not the steak.
I sure as hell hope it wasn't the steak. If I get a parasite eating my brain, I don't have much to spare.
What in a Caesar salad would make you shit your brains out?
I have no idea.
It's got to be the sauce, Kevin.
I think it's got to do something with the fact that the meat, even if you get it rare, they at least cook it, which should kill most of it.
Well, a good cut of steak, you could pretty much eat rare and be totally healthy, I'm pretty sure.
Well, maybe that's why she thinks it's a salad.
I think it might be the salad, but you know, a Caesar salad has like fish and stuff in it, anchovies, maybe that kind of thing.
Now, this was pretty much just romaine, lettuce, and a bit of cheese, some Caesar dressing.
Now, I only had food poisoning twice in my life, and both times it was horrendous. The second time I remember very vividly, though, my brother and I went to Burger King late at night after we'd been at the bar. He was hungry, and he really wanted to stop by a place, and it was the only one that was open. So we got, at that time, they had this deal, the two Whoppers for $3.
That's a sweet deal.
It was a pretty good deal. We both got the Whopper. I ate the Whopper, and then went home and went to bed, and I'm going to say I woke up at like 3, maybe 4 in the morning with the most horrendously gut-wrenching stomach pain I had in my entire life. And I didn't really feel at that moment that I could blow out of shit yet, but I knew my best move was to get out of bed and move to the toilet. I knew no matter what, it was going to end on the toilet. So I went and sat on the toilet, and sure enough, I'd get a heavy flow of diarrhea going. And this goes on for a while. I mean, I don't even get up from the pot. I'm just sitting there looking at my phone, whatever I can do to try to take my mind off the pooping. And it wasn't long before I had an extreme nausea take over, while there's still liquid fire pouring out of my asshole. I mean, seriously, the gates of hell opened out of my sphincter, much like we heard in the gummy bears thing.
Yeah.
It was very similar to that. So I get this nausea, and I have to stop. I can't stop pooping. I know I can't get off the toilet, and I also don't want to stand up and barf into my shit. I mean, that's just too gross. And even if I flushed it, I wouldn't, because whatever just came out of my body has probably been splattered everywhere, God knows.
Yeah.
I've found it when I've had really explosive diarrhea that the shit pops up everywhere.
Oh, yeah, you paint the inside of the
bowl. Seriously, the top of the commode will have a couple drops on it. I'm like, definitely. How the fuck did that get there?
You probably land some on the top of the seat somehow.
So in my nausea, I remember at that time I lived at my parents' house. And so while I was still sitting on the toilet in a pooping posture,
yes,
I leaned over to the left and yacked into the tub. Mm. So I was almost literally puking and shitting at the same time. Did you have any of that, Andrew, or was it just shits?
I've thrown up and I've had the shits, but I've done those at separate occasions.
Okay, so never had both?
No.
All right, well, maybe cut a little bit of a break there.
You know, I legitimately believe that that's by design, that, like, whoever came up with the modern bathroom thought, you know, one time I had to shit and throw up at the same time. It would have been nice if I had a tub.
It's very convenient.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's not like you could switch places. You can't be shitting into your tub and be yakking into your toilet. That's just never going
to
fly.
The only follow-through is, like, grab the trash can and hope it's next to the bowl where you put it, you know?
Right. Which, what do you do with the puke once it's in the trash can?
Yeah,
I don't know. Fucked. I might pour it on the tub.
Wash it out in the tub, of course.
Yeah, I don't know how to properly dispose of that. It's bad, though. You ever have food poisoning, Zach?
I think maybe once. I really don't think I ever have.
But you never had the puking, vomit, simultaneous action?
No, I've come close.
Yeah?
I've come really close. I've been shitting and then stopped shitting, stood up, and thrown up in the...
Okay.
Never at the exact same time.
See, I think mine, I was just such a beaten man, like, to the point where, like, I was in such a weakened state that I didn't have the strength to get off the toilet and then lean into the tub. But I could easily just, you know, tilt my head over and barf into the tub.
Hey, it happens to the best of us.
It does. Food poisoning's a bitch. The other time I got it was from Anamia's in Florimond. Really? I had beef fajitas.
Beef? It was a Mexican place?
Yes.
Oof.
See, beef fajitas, I'm inclined to believe that it was the meat that gave me the food poisoning.
But not in AJ's situation.
See, AJ's is very weird. I would never expect to get food poisoning from a nice restaurant like the Keg.
Yeah, from a prime cut of steak, I mean, I wouldn't think it would happen, but who knows?
Right, where fajitas, at least at Anamia's, I mean, fajitas are made with skirt steak, which isn't the best cut of meat. But, I mean, a steak in a nice restaurant, that's going to be a good cut of beef.
And if you'd ordered, like, hot dogs, you might be dead by now. Mm. Who knows?
I think if you got a coli, it would have been much worse.
Either way, I think everybody should avoid this place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the Keg in Las Colinas.
The Keg in Las Colinas.
Yeah. There's another Keg. I can't remember. I think it's in Plano. Mm. There's two of them, though, in case you're wondering. I've eaten at the Keg before, and I love that place.
I gotta be honest. I feel like violently shitting and throwing up at the same time might be like my personal hell. That sounds like the worst thing that could happen to somebody.
Okay, but if you got food poisoning from a place, would that deter you from ever eating there again?
It depends on how good the food was, I guess.
I've definitely eaten at Anamia's and Burger King since that incident, yeah. It was a long time, though, before I would eat Burger King.
Was it that same Burger King?
No. I've never been back to that exact same Burger King. No. Not that I recall.
It's hard for me to boycott a place. I still eat at fucking Chicken Express.
Yeah.
And they totally fucked me, so it's... I mean, it wasn't as bad as food poisoning, I don't think, but...
I remember once my buddy Cameron really wanted to go to Burger King after we'd been drinking all night at the bar right by there. And he's saying, dude, we gotta go to Burger King and get some burgers. I'm like, well, you sure we're not too wasted? And he says, no, I'm totally good. So he drives over there. We're in the drive-thru, and we're waiting in line. There's one car in front of us, and he says, you're gonna have to order my food because I'm gonna get out and take a piss right there.
Next to the speaker?
Yeah.
That's bold.
That is very bold.
Yeah.
So I ordered the food, pulled up to the next window. He got out, went and took a squirt, came back. And then we got our burgers. I remember I got a double cheeseburger that night.
That is pretty fantastic.
That is pretty good.
You sure you needed the double cheeseburger, dude?
At that time, I probably did not need that double cheeseburger, but it really hit the spot.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, I never had Burger King when I'm wasted, but it sounds awesome. Burger King is awesome.
Burger King's great. There.
Yeah.
You really think so?
I think so.
I think Burger King is like the least of the major fast food chains.
Really?
He's got a point there. As far as burger chains, it's one of the last ones on my list of where I'll go. I'll usually go to McDonald's or Wendy's. I love Wendy's. But you know what? Wendy's kind of fucked me the other day. I was really hungry on my way home from work, so I said, I'm going to pop into Wendy's and get a snack. Which, a snack I considered was a junior bacon cheeseburger and a small fries.
Dollar menu.
Right.
Right.
The fucking junior bacon's not on the dollar menu anymore.
Was it like $1.99?
It was $5 for my food.
What?
Like for a small fry and a junior bake.
What, they bump it up to the Conu menu?
Yeah.
Combo
menu. It was $4.80 something. And I looked at my bill and the junior bacon cheeseburger was $1.89.
Seriously.
How can you take the junior bacon cheeseburger off the dollar menu?
That is a crock of shit.
It is a crock of shit.
I remember growing up when I was a kid, like my mom would swing us into Wendy's for dinner on occasion and be like, hey, what do you want? I'd be like, junior bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, man.
She'd be like, dollar.
Yeah. I used to be able to go to town at the dollar menu when I was a kid. We would get super high in high school or even post high school.
Absolutely.
We pop over to Wendy's and I'm starving. I could get a junior bake, no tomato. I never get the tomato on there. I could get a
did
six
you order
piece.
It like that?
Yes. Oh, my God. That's a great story. Kyle actually started that. The guy who used to be on our show.
Yeah.
We went one time super hammered, and Kyle lures in the window. He goes, I want a junior bake, no tomato. And so they're like, okay, junior bacon cheeseburger, no tomato. He fucking knew what he was talking about. Not totally different than when the time we came home from after Fry Street, a bunch of my buddies, and we went through hold on. John's calling me.
Yeah, sure.
He's interrupting my flow right now. John, call back in a couple minutes. But... We all went to Whataburger, and it was three of us, and everyone was real hungry. And my buddy, we're like, we just wanted a bunch of Justa Burgers. You know, Justa Burgers are a buck at Whataburger.
What's a Justa Burger?
A Justa Burger is just the very smallest size patty and bun.
Yeah.
And then it has mustard and onion. That's it.
That sounds pretty great.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
And so we're all super hammered, and they say, hey, you know, welcome to Whataburger. What would you like? And he just yells into the mic, 11 Justies. And they're like, okay, 11 Justa Burgers, pull up to the first window.
Nice.
So we were very pleased that they knew what we were talking about somehow. Fast food drunk stories are great. I actually kept the receipt from that night because I thought it was so funny just having a receipt that said 11 Justa Burgers.
It was $11?
It was a little more, you know, with tax and whatnot. It was like $12.38 or something.
Yeah, you can do a lot with the dollar menu.
You can, but Wendy's, I used to always think, had the best dollar menu. Apparently, you're slacking.
Yeah, tell me what you would get when you were, you know, stoned and at Wendy's.
And go to Wendy's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I had a pretty standing order there.
Yeah.
I would get a junior bacon cheeseburger.
No tomato.
No tomato. Junior bake, no tomato. The 6-piece crispy chicken nuggets.
Nice.
It may actually be a 5-piece. I'm not sure.
Five piece. Probably a 6-piece back in the
and
day.
And a small fry. And that was less than $4. And that's a hearty meal.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, don't you think so?
Yeah.
Although back then they had this really great thing. I think they still have a double stack that's on their dollar menu.
Yeah.
But they used to have this thing called the Smokehouse Double Stack. And all it was cheddar cheese instead of the regular cheese. And they put honey mustard sauce mixed with barbecue on it.
Yeah, I was going to say something with barbecue sauce.
So, of course, Kyle, you know, our buddy who came on, he was always trying to recreate that. So we'd get the double stack and, like, ask for cheddar instead and then order honey mustard and barbecue to, like, pour it on. But it still wasn't the dollar menu. It's not the same thing.
Mm. Now, dollar menus, they used to be awesome, man, but now everybody's redoing their dollar menus. I know McDonald's has a dollar menu and more now.
Burger King doesn't have the buck double anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
This is horrible, but I think the best time for dollar menu fast food, the recession. When everybody was out of work, nobody had money to spend on fast food. Remember Taco Bell used to have a fucking awesome one.
So you think the fact that the economy is a little bit better now, particularly maybe in the state of Texas, that they've adjusted the dollar menu to accommodate? Yeah.
Like, no, you fuck you, pay $1.29.
I'm still astounded when I get the bill at Taco Bell at how cheap it is when I'm hammered.
Yeah, but everybody wants a buck and a quarter now. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, well,
nobody's okay with just, you know.
Okay, if you're gonna crown
Washington's.
See, if we went back 5 years ago, I would have hands down crowned the king of all dollar menus, Wendy's, and I don't know that I can stand by that anymore.
No, you're probably right. Wendy's used to be the bomb.
I think if you want cheap food, cheap fast food that's really delicious, Taco Bell is still very up there.
Wendy's still has a pretty good menu, though. Got the dollar stack. I think the 5-piece nuggets are still a buck.
The 5-piece nuggets are a buck. The small fries is still a buck.
You still got a small Frosty for a buck?
I think so.
No way.
I don't know.
Dude, I want a fucking Frosty.
Frosties are dope.
Yeah, I haven't eaten anything in 2 days now, so.
One of Wendy's most expensive items, which is one of my hands-down favorite, is the spicy chicken sandwich.
It's awesome.
Their spicy chicken sandwich is great. It's like $4, but I don't care. It's so good.
It is great.
You know something about the combination of the crispy skin with the clean, crisp tomato. And
The lettuce also really complements everything. It's fantastic.
You know, I had a friend that worked at a Wendy's in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Totally got burnt out on it. He also had very little to say about drive-through employment in general. He was like, dude, working drive-through sucks. It's pretty funny. He had great stories, but it was awesome because he would bring home, like, from Wendy's, you know, they'd overstock or something. So one night he'd come home with, like, 15 burgers. They were just like, well, can't do anything with this. And he'd eat that for, like, a week.
Elise, by the way, says that Chick-fil-A is hands down the best. And
no.
Okay, you know what? I say Chick-fil-A is absolutely great when it comes to fast food. One of the best, no doubt. But their prices are a little bit much.
Do they have a dollar menu?
No, they don't.
No way, yeah.
But you can still get an original Chick-fil-A sandwich for less than $2, I believe.
No way.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
It's like $2.19. No way.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is a little expensive, but they are fantastic.
They're not open on Sundays.
McDonald's rocks their menu with the breakfast.
McDonald's is great.
It really is.
It's funny, when I was in Vegas, like the last day there, the morning I woke up, I was just like, gotta get something to eat.
Did you go to the McDonald's on the Vegas Strip?
Absolutely.
Like, oh, dude, that is a sweet McDonald's.
That is great.
That is the coolest McDonald's ever.
It was totally worth waiting in line.
It's crazy. It's like really the only McDonald's ever where it's consistently packed with people.
Yeah.
Like, always.
It makes sense. The prices are all the same. Nothing's that expensive.
Oh, my God. It's crazy that you mentioned McDonald's, by the way, because this is a phenomenon. I swear to God, this hasn't happened to any of you guys.
What's that?
You've probably eaten at McDonald's your entire life, off and on,
mm-hmm.
at various times. And this is nuts. Early in the morning, you know I work a lot of early-ass shifts.
Yes.
So when I get up early as fuck in the morning, the only place I'm not going to get up and make breakfast at 4 in the morning. So I'll stop and grab something on the way. And a place that's 24 hours and consistently good is McDonald's.
McDonald's isn't 24 hours.
The McDonald's off Swisher on 35 is 24 hours. Not
is it
all,
really?
Not all McDonald's are, but they are.
I thought there were
a lot of them are now.
Really? Yeah.
The one
I
off
that was like a corporate policy. They just wouldn't do it.
No, the one near the UNT campus is 24 hours.
Bitch.
Yeah, the one at Flower Mound actually, Andrew may remember from when we were young, was 24 hours for a little bit, and then they cut it off. They must not have been making money on it.
That's good to know.
But it's really weird, man. This has happened 4 different times, and it's astounding to me. I order my food, mm-hmm. I go through and I pay at the first window, and at the last window where I go to pick up, the chick who hands me my food is hot. I'm talking, like, hot.
This is early in the morning?
Like a chick I'd really want to bang.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe you're just suffering from some kind of malnutrition or vitamin deficiency.
No. And every single time it's been a different chick. 4 times at the wee hours of the morning, there were different chicks who were hot who handed me my food.
No way.
I swear to God, dude. These hot McDonald's chicks are for real.
I can't.
Well, there's got to be like college chicks out there who need a job, and you know that's maybe the only time they can do it because they got class or something like that.
That's a sound theory, but if you go to the McDonald's by campus that I've been to a million times in my life,
There
was never a chick I would fuck at that McDonald's.
I've never seen a chick I would fuck
at any McDonald's.
Yeah,
exactly. That's why it's a fucking phenomenon. It's true, though.
Really?
In fact, if you get a job where I work and you have to start working those wee hour morning shifts, stop by and check out the hot chicks at McDonald's.
I think I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to confirm this. Can we get one of them on the show?
I almost think, like, could I hit on the chick at McDonald's? Could I have a shot at banging the chick at McDonald's? Like, I have
sure
to be pretty
could.
Cool, right?
How hard could it be to get her number? She works at goddamn McDonald's.
Well, how often does somebody hit on a chick at McDonald's?
It's true. Wouldn't it be weird dating a chick that worked at McDonald's, though?
No.
Like, she'd be like, oh, I got to work. Be like, oh, yeah, at your Mick job?
I don't care. She's hot.
I wouldn't say that if you're trying to get her number.
Probably not.
But if she's hot, I really wouldn't care if she worked at McDonald's.
How hot is hot at, like, 4 in the morning?
Dude, I'm talking pretty hot.
Kevin, I understand you've got standards.
Dude, I think you would be astounded at what I'm telling you.
I gotta check this
out. If you actually saw these broads, you would agree with me.
I might wake up and drive over there tomorrow. I gotta confirm this. I can't let this abide.
Swisher and 35.
Swisher and 35.
It's a very inconvenient McDonald's to access off the service road.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there, but you have to sit through a light. But still, yeah, it's astounding.
You're going to text at 5 a.m. tomorrow like, holy shit, I can't believe it was true.
Okay, John Rhodes sent me a message, and this I don't find surprising at all because this is very common. Hmm. He said, I've been to some Sonic drive-ins where the car hops are hot, but that happens a lot.
Yeah, that does happen.
I bet
they hire for looks.
There have been many. I actually dated a chick who was a car hop at one time. But I'm telling you, there are chicks who are car hops at Sonic that are hot for sure. McDonald's is a different story. You just never see hot chicks at McDonald's.
It's true. They're going to be a bit more personable at Sonic. The car hop actually has to interact with you. Nobody gives a fuck about the person who's
eating
the food.
And, I mean, even though their effort as far as food service may be a minimal compared to, say, a full-service restaurant, car hops or employees of Sonic are almost always trying to garner a tip.
That's
I always
true.
Tip at Sonic.
Always?
Okay, is that something we're supposed to do? Because I never do that.
See, I do. I do.
That's
I do. The only times I don't and I feel like shit about it are when I don't have any cash because Sonic does not allow you to tip if you pay with a credit card.
See, that's bullshit.
I agree.
That means you're not supposed to tip them at all. You're making all the rest of us.
If they allowed that where I could just sign an extra buck on the receipt, I would tip every fucking time.
Would you really?
Yes.
See, I find that I tip on occasion, like if it's a big order, like if I get food for me and me and Christine.
Yeah.
If it's like $14 or something, I'll definitely tip. But if I get like one drink at happy hour for like $1.50, I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
See, if they go to the trouble to bring me a drink or bring me anything at Sonic, I will tip $1.
Now,
I don't tip 20%. It's not like a full service restaurant, but I will. I mean, I feel like obligated to give a little something.
Right. The exclusionist rule comes if they skate. If they skate over, I will always
the
tip.
The skate, they absolutely earn the dollar.
Yeah, definitely. Because most people don't. They just walk over. I'm like, if you actually bother to put on skates and acknowledge that you look fucking ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
then absolutely I will tip you. Why not?
The girl that I banged that worked at a Sonic, she did not skate, but would still get good tips.
Really?
Just for being an attractive chick.
Did you give her the tip?
Well, yeah.
Of course.
Just the tip. Just to see how it feels.
that's the thing from Wedding Crashers. He said that thing from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Is it really from Wedding Crashers?
Yeah, it is from Wedding Crashers.
Forever.
Fuck you, Andrew.
Wedding Crashers.
Why don't we put the spotlight on Andrew while he's sick? Let's see if he's got laid recently.
Absolutely.
No, but that was because I was actually thwarted by nature on Tuesday night. So.
What does that mean? The ED?
No. but it's interesting. That's the first thing you'd go to. No,
the food poisoning?
No. Aunt Flo had moved into the basement, so...
Oh, and you're sure that that's legit, not an excuse?
Well, we were down to the Skibbies, and right before we got down to it, she said, "I'm sorry, just a minute." then said, hey, yeah, we really can't right now.
You think she would have mentioned that beforehand? Hold on, walk me through here. Paint me a picture here, all right? Because you're skipping a lot of big details.
I went over to her apartments. We hung out for a while, just watching TV.
Hold on. Go back. Had you hung out before?
Yeah.
Okay, how many times?
Once.
First time you hung out, you kissed her?
Yeah.
Okay, just a standard, like, end of date, parting ways kiss.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Is this a chick we've talked about on the show before?
No, I don't think so.
Nice moves.
What did you do for the first date?
Went to Tammany Hall Pub or something like that over in...
I don't know what that is, but it doesn't matter. It sounds like a standard date. Yeah. I can meet for a drink. That's very, very standard to me.
Anyways, I went over to her apartment. We make out and...
Hold on. You're skipping a lot of details.
Do you want me to tell the story or not?
No, because you're leaving out everything. How did you end up coming over to her apartment? You make a date and she says, hey, just come on over?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't have any plans like, hey, come over and watch a movie, or hey, come over and we'll go out, or she just said, hey, come over and hang out?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is stuff people want to know, Andrew.
I don't think so.
You don't have to get, you know. Are you okay?
I'm sure. Do you have any? Why don't you just ask the questions and I'll answer?
Well, you're obviously being, you know, indignant about it, and I don't know why.
It's probably because he has food poisoning.
Well, maybe.
Yeah,
I'm
really not feeling my best at this.
All right. I understand. So you go to her apartment. Okay, I understand the basis now.
It's touchy-feely. We go to her bed. Like I said, get down to the skivvies. And right when the last piece of her clothes are going to come off, she's like, hey, hold on for just a minute. Goes to the bathroom. Comes back and says, hey, it's still going to be a couple days. So, oh well.
I think it's a little bit off color for a girl to let it get to that point before she lets you know that.
Well, maybe she didn't know. Maybe she wasn't sure. Yeah, maybe she thought she could sneak it in.
She thought it was the tail end there, so.
But the implication is that when y'all started messing around, she still had a tamp in the veg.
I didn't ask her, but yes, I'd say that's a reasonable assumption.
All right, I thought you were saying she just started, right?
She was kind of betting all her cards on that. That's a little weird.
Well, she's probably going to do that thing. She's like, well, hold on a minute. Let me go in the bathroom.
And then everything's clear?
Get ready. Yeah, I don't know. That's probably what was going on right there. And then she went in and was like, oh, nope, not going to happen, sorry.
Did you at least have the option that if you wanted to, you could have possibly kept it going and just, you know, got the red wing?
Given the attitude that she took with it, I didn't really feel like being like, well, yeah, that's fine with me.
You didn't want to press the issue? Yeah, no, I hear it. Was she hot?
Not bad.
Yeah? Are you still going to hang out with her again?
Yeah.
So it seems like you'll probably seal the deal.
Well, I don't want to jinx it or anything, but I'd say it's a safe bet.
All right, cool.
You didn't suggest the back door?
No, I did not.
Always a gentleman, this guy.
Well, in his defense, I would never suggest a back door because I think it's fucking disgusting, so...
Yeah, but you've done... never mind.
Yeah, I've fucking done it, but...
It seems incredibly hypocritical of you to say that. You say it a lot.
It was never my preference. I never wanted to do that.
He says this now, but this kid was proud as shit of that back in the day.
I believe it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it... Okay, you know what? If you want to look at my point of view back then...
Yeah.
I did not feel good about doing the anal thing, okay? I felt kind of gross about it. But the girl liked it, and it was cool, and everything went over very well. But I felt a little uncomfortable, so to make myself feel better, of course I projected it as if it was something cool to my friends.
That's very honest.
Yeah. You know, it made me feel a little better to be like, hey, I did this, or whatever.
He could have just said, you know, kept that to himself.
And then fucking Kyle starts giving me nicknames, like starts calling me James Brown and shit. And I'm like, ha 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 ha.
James
Brown. Fucking asshole. I don't even notice this guy who has, you know, a tendency to anal sex.
Right. I mean, still project that now.
You think I still like anal sex?
I think...
I do not like anal sex.
Yeah, I guess
I'm very honest about my sexuality on the show. I would let you know that. I do all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah.
You guys know all about my jerking off rituals. You don't think I'd admit if I liked anal sex?
Maybe.
Is there any one of us here, honestly as bros, who can say that they like anal sex? Like that's something they strive for. To be like, God, I want to fuck this girl in the ass.
I do.
You really?
Yeah.
But you say that, but you haven't been in that situation in so long.
No. But I still think it would be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think you have a legitimate fear, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, that if you were single, you fear that you wouldn't be getting pussy.
Absolutely.
Why?
What dude doesn't fear that?
Well, everybody fears it a little bit. All right, Andrew has to step out. Damn it, I really wanted his point of view on this. I don't understand why you worried about it so much.
Because I'm very self-conscious, Kevin.
I know, but I think you're self-conscious for the wrong reasons.
Well, look, I've been in a relationship for a very long time. You know, got over 4 years now, all right? It's been very cush. I've kind of let myself go, I think.
Well, yeah, you've let yourself slip into a comfort zone that exactly. is not necessarily healthy. That causes you to fear the unknown.
All right.
Fear potential that could happen outside of this relationship.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's a bad thing.
That is a bad thing.
Why?
Because it's stripping you of your confidence.
I disagree. I think
it's stripping you of your manhood.
I think it makes me confident in my relationship.
I don't think you're that confident in your relationship.
No.
It's stripping
because I kind of don't want to move in with my girlfriend.
Well, and because you're worried that maybe your sex life isn't where it should be. And I'm not saying that that's not something that can be corrected. Any one of your problems, if you wanted to stay in a relationship and like that's really what you're into, any one of your problems can be fixed, can be mended. You guys can work it out.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I wonder, do you fear that maybe you can't work it out?
No.
You think that no matter what, if you stay committed and y'all stay together, that this will work?
I think I'm in it for the long haul, and yes.
Okay, so you never have that little bit of fear maybe that maybe my life has gotten boring. Maybe I'm missing out on something in my youth that could be very exciting and rejuvenating in a sense. I mean, getting strange on a certain level when you're a young man is seriously a top of the world type feeling.
All right, to be honest, yeah, I do kind of feel like that on occasion.
You kind of feel like maybe I'm missing out on something that could happen, but your self-consciousness is weighing that down.
Yeah, but don't you feel the opposite? Maybe don't you feel like sometimes you're missing out on where you should be in life?
Look, man.
Like maybe you should be in a relationship?
Of course.
See?
Absolutely.
It's a two-way street.
I have a major, major fear of being alone. You should know that about me. I always place myself in a situation where I have the availability to constantly be with woman or women.
And you are fantastic at it.
And of course that is due to insecurity. It's absolutely due to insecurity. That if I don't have this constant validation, that maybe no woman will want to be with me or I'll end up alone. And yes, of course that scares me. But you know what? I've done it for a year now. And I was in a very serious relationship. And I have to say that through that time, it was a good learning experience to understand that at that time of my life, I was not ready for that stage yet. And I just, you know, you're much younger than me. So, you explore all your options is all I'm saying. And don't be afraid that if, for certain reasons, it didn't work out in your current relationship, don't be afraid that you'll never be with a woman again.
No, that's not what I'm afraid of. I just don't think I would be able to get as much pussy as you do.
Well, it's not getting a. It's not as much getting a pussy. I guarantee you, if Zach were single, he could get laid.
It's not that I can't get laid. I think I would on a long enough timeline get laid, but I think that applies to anybody.
Well, yeah, but you're putting on a lengthy timeline.
Right.
You also have high standards.
I do have. Yeah, I do have high standards here.
Which Andrew and I will admit, I know Andrew will agree to this. When you're single, lowering of standards when you haven't been with a woman a long time and you're feeling lonely, lowering of standards is an absolute must. It will happen.
Hey, I just shrugged my shoulders.
What, so you haven't ever done that?
I've been pretty drunk before and I've done some stuff I wouldn't have done sober, certainly.
Well, let's talk about your most recent Tinder hookup.
What about it?
The girl that you banged.
No, we're not going to do that.
Why not?
I'll talk to you about it off the air.
I'm not going to ask you any specifics about the woman, is all I'm saying. That
you're trying to have a...
If you were coming from...
Kevin, we're going to talk about it another
time. If you were coming from a different place...
I'm not going to talk about it.
I don't understand why we can't talk about this. It's been a long time.
I think you and I both...
Well, you're leaning too far away from the microphone.
I think you and I both know why, and I don't think there's really anything good that can come from that, so I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, yeah, but what you're saying, I'm not saying there's anything bad.
I don't know what you're getting at here, man, but I'm not going along with it.
Okay, well, just follow me here I'm going to walk a... If you lie in here, I'm going to be careful.
Okay, I just assume you don't be a dick about this.
I'm not being a dick. You hadn't been with a girl a long time. You used Tinder. You met a girl who you liked. You were attracted to her. She was good and everything, and you guys got along and everything, and y'all hooked up. And at that time, that worked out for you. But you weren't. It wasn't something you were into for the long haul.
Sure.
I mean, is that how you feel?
Sure.
Am I saying anything that's deprecating of anyone's character at this
conversation? I would appreciate it, man.
Zach, what am I doing here? Where am I crossing? What line am I crossing?
Zach doesn't know the situation, so Zach has no idea what we're talking about right now. I've told you.
I feel like there's some things that AJ didn't want to talk about, but so far all you've said is things that he said on the show already.
Right. I haven't said anything that was off color or compromising of him or anyone else.
But it sounds like you're very close to crossing a line.
Yeah, but I'm not going to cross any line.
Okay. Well, then if that's all you have to say, then I mean, yeah.
I'm really only getting you to confirm things you had already said earlier on the show.
I confirm the things I already said on the show.
Well, I hate when he does that. He sits all far away, and actually he has to remove himself from the conversation like he's all butthurt.
Okay, so I don't understand. So you're saying both you and AJ have lowered your standards at some point?
No, I'm not talking about lowering standards necessarily.
Okay.
I'm saying that when you are single, it's not that difficult to reach out and maybe make some sort of a connection and meet a girl and hook up with her. And even though it's not like the girl you want to end up in a long haul with, that these kind of things happen. These are all part of like the natural process of dating and meeting new people and connecting with women.
No, you're right. That's what strange is. I understand
that. Now, does it all always end up to where you're going to want to date each other for years? No, of course not. And that's all I'm saying in AJ's case, is that it doesn't always end that way, but it's still something that's worth exploring, something you should know about yourself, something that you should look into at some point in your life.
You're probably right.
And you have not really delved into this this unknown territory.
No, I haven't.
No, but you're afraid of it because you never tried.
You're probably right, but right now I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Right.
Well, then to me it sounds like maybe you don't move in with Christine, but y'all stay together for sure. I mean, that's the vibe I'm getting.
Okay.
Y'all seem to have a good thing going. You might as well keep it going, but taking it to that level may not be necessary.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Maybe you're right.
Now, I'm not saying ultimately it's not necessary. I'm just saying right now, this juncture, this stage in your life.
You might be right. This is something that legitimately bothers me.
It's because it's scary.
Trying to think about, yeah, do I move in with my girlfriend? Do I live alone? You know, my parents still want me to.
Right.
Her mom didn't want her to. What the fuck is the course of action here?
And God knows I'm not the person to tell you what the correct course of action is. I can only tell you that there are different parts of yourself, of herself, of your family that you need to take into account before making a final decision here. Because you're making a big decision on this.
You're right. And I appreciate your input.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you really? Because AJ doesn't appreciate my input.
Absolutely.
You think I'm a shithead.
Who else am I going to talk to about this stuff?
I don't know. That's the point of the show, is that we can get things off our chest here. And I love that. I love that about it, and I think that we really, really got back to where we're supposed to be after the first half, and I really enjoyed this second half. I think it was a very therapeutic, cleansing segment of the Status Bro Show.
I feel cleansed.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, well, you know what? We'll go ahead and close out the show with that.
Great.
Because I feel very good about it. You know what? And Andrew's problems, we'll deal with him another time.
All right.
Because obviously he's not feeling his best, and he doesn't want to talk about it right now, and that's okay.
I wish the Lord would take me.
Maybe AJ needs a good cleanse.
Maybe he does. I think he needs a colon cleanse.
That would be swell.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and call it our very, very last show in our original studio. For the last time, I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host,
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Our very ill other co-host.
Don't eat at the keg in Las Colinas, internet.
We will see you guys next week from a brand new location. You're listening to The Status Bro Show.